الله الرحمن الرحيم. واللذان يأتيانهما منكم فآذوهما فإن تابا وأصلحا فأعرضوا عنهما إن الله كان توابا رحيما. In the previous ayat, we read about ladies who commit evil, that is, whether it is adultery, fornication, or lesbianism, any type of those type of gunas, and Allah explained the rulings which were at the beginning, and afterwards the laws of Allah Ta'ala came down, what the punishment is for adultery, and what the punishment is for fornication. Now in this ayat Allah explains about the man. If man commit these lewd sins, whether it is of adultery or whether it is of homosexuality, etc., then what their punishment will be. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذَانِ يَأْتِيَانِهَا مِنْكُمْ اور جو دو مرد کرے تم میں سے وہی بدکاری. And if any two men do this evil act, any act of shamelessness, lewdness, haram as far as sexuality is concerned, whether it is also adultery or homosexuality, anyone who commits these sins, فَآذُوهُمَا دو ان کو ایزادو, then give them some punishment. That is, the qadi of the time, he will think what is a suitable punishment. Whether it is to hit them, to disgrace and humiliate them, whatever it is. And according to some ulama, it is the same punishment as adultery. That is, they should be stoned to death. Other ulama are of the opinion that this is a sin worse than adultery also. So the punishment should also be much more worse. For example, they say take them to a high place. Like in those days, the minara of the masjid was the high place. And from there, drop them, throw them down from there. So that they will suffer that punishment, and all people can also see, and everyone then stays away from these sins. So all this is for the poor people who commit any type of evil acts, whether it is homosexuality, lesbianism, adultery, fornication. All these sins are abominable, hated in Islam, and the punishment is such that it is a punishment for them and a deterrent for other people also, that people do not commit these sins. فَإِن تَعْبَى وَأَصْلَحَا پھر اگر وہ دونوں توبہ کرے اور اپنی اصلاح کر دے. However, if those people now immediately make sincere tawbah and they correct their condition, Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, most kind, that even after a person has committed this worst type of sin, but a person makes tawbah and he corrects his life, then فَاعْرِضُ عَنْهُمَا تو اپنی اصلاح کر لے تو ان کا خیا تو ان کو تکلیف دینا چھوڑ دو. Then now do not trouble them, leave them. If you see and apprehend and you make out that they have made sincere tawbah and they have come out of their sin and they have given up their sin and they have made the islah now, then do not taunt them also, don't remind them of their sins also, and don't punish them anymore, any further. So in Islam it is, a person, even if he commits a worse sin, but he makes tawbah sincerely, then Allah Ta'ala forgives that sin. It is well known that person who killed 99 people and after that he completed it with killing 100 people, but when he made sincere tawbah, Allah Ta'ala forgave him and he went straight to Jannah. So tawbah and istighfar, as mentioned in the ayats in front, is a great, great ni'mat of Allah which Allah has granted us. That even if a person commits sins, but he makes tawbah, Allah forgives that person. And Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ تَوَّابَ الرَّحِيمًا اور بے شک اللہ توبہ کرنے والا مہربان ہے. And undoubtedly, Allah is, by His very nature, He is one who accepts tawbah. He gives the tawfiq of tawbah. He accepts the tawbah. And after forgiving, He doesn't just leave it at that, but then He showers His mercy upon that person. It is like a person gives a bath to his little child. After cleaning the child had messed everything, its clothes, everything. Then you give the bath to the child, put on clean clothes, and not only that, but put on some perfume, some scent also, some powder on the child. Like that, Allah Ta'ala cleanses a person, and then Allah Ta'ala perfumes him also, and may showers his mercy upon that person. So the bottom line is that we should always make tawbah in istighfar. And this terrible sin, the Islamic society is such that it promotes and engenders that deterrence for it, that people do not commit these sins in the first place. Like for example, adultery, Allah cut it off right from the beginning and said, don't even look at other women. So then nothing further will happen. It all starts with looking. So when that is prevented and stopped, then none of the other evils will take place after that. However, we are living in such a society, non-believers. We are under their influence all the time. And they in fact not only go for these terrible sins, not only permit them, but now they are promoting them openly, whether it's lesbianism, whether it is homosexuality. Unfortunately, they promote all these sins in such a condition for Muslims to be still present. And Muslims who practice upon their deen is a great ni'mat of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. Otherwise, these people have made everything open the doors for Allah's azab, Allah's huge azab, they've opened the doors. But still there are those Muslims who resist all this and who speak out against all this. And unfortunately, how many so people who have got Muslim names and they are regarded as Muslims, but they also now they keep quiet about these terrible evil sins. And when a person keeps quiet, then the sin will overtake him also. So it is very necessary that we openly condemn these sins. And we may work means that this sins do not take place in a Muslim society. At one time, adultery was hardly found in Muslim society. Unfortunately, today it is common. People are so guilty of adultery. Same way, homosexuality is not still so common, but already there are so many Muslims who are involved in it. It must not happen if we keep quiet and we don't talk about it, we don't condemn it, then this will also become common amongst us, how unfortunately adultery has become common even amongst Muslims. And these are the things that totally break the fabric of society and break up the whole, not only the home, but the whole society, it destroys it. May Allah let us attach ourselves to Quran and our deen and live our lives as we are supposed to live them. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.